The rhythm of Scripture. Perhaps your Bible is your most treasured possession. It's become tatty and dog-eared from years of relentless study. The spine is broken and fixed up with sellotape. There are notes scribbled down the side of every page, and your favourite verses are highlighted and underlined in pencil. You take it everywhere you go, and you feel almost lost without it. Or perhaps your relationship with the Bible is a bit more complicated. You have a copy or two in your home, although you're not entirely sure where, or a Bible app on your phone, but really, it's been a while. There are times, maybe, when the Bible seems relevant, but other times when it seems like it's written for another people in another time. Or maybe you don't believe the Bible at all. Perhaps you think it's a book of harmless fairy tales, useful for others maybe, but certainly not for you. Or worse, a book that is responsible for doing more harm in the world than good. We believe the Bible is the Word of God. That although it was written by different authors over a number of years, it's inspired by God himself. And that it tells a story that everyone needs to hear. We're praying that as you listen to the passages each week, you'll grow in your understanding of the Bible and develop a rhythm of reading it that is disciplined, sustainable, and life-giving. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Walk into any bookshop and you'll find whole sections of books that promise to help you to live well. Books that help you to follow your dreams. Books that help you to sleep. Books that promise to make you happy, make you healthy, and make you rich. But with so many books offering so much wisdom, how do we separate what's important from what's not? The Bible is the world's most popular book. Each year, more than 100 million Bibles are either sold or given away. It's the best-selling book of the year every year. But more than just being another book, in today's passage, the writer Paul makes two astonishing claims: that the Bible is both God-breathed and useful. First, the Bible is God-breathed. The claim is that this book, written over a period of around 1600 years by at least 40 human authors, is inspired or breathed out by one author, God himself. Through many different kinds of literature, history, poetry, prophecy, letters, he reveals to us the single coherent story of a father who goes to remarkable lengths to rescue the people he loves. A story with one central character, Jesus Christ. The second claim is that the Bible is useful for every human being. Useful in teaching us what's true and in helping us to understand what's wrong. Useful in helping us to live well, in how we relate to others, how we bring up children, how we handle money. The lived experience of millions of Christians all over the world is that things written hundreds of years ago in this book speak right into the reality of their lives today. This is God communicating with the people he has made about how to live in the world he's created. But the Bible isn't simply a book of rules. It's far more than that. Its purpose is to bring us into relationship with Jesus. More precious than gold, it has the power to change lives. Over the next 4 days, we'll look at the life-changing story of the gospel that Scripture reveals. Just take a moment to reflect today. What are your own experiences, if any, of reading the Bible? Do you believe that God ever speaks to you as you read the Bible? Do you think the Bible is relevant today? Why or why not?